an updating on RFE and East Europe today.
Not mine.
Write Radio Free Europe, Box 1973, Mount Vernon, New York.
This is Paul Duke substituting for David Brinkley on the NBC Radio Network with a Christmas comment. It's often been said that Christmas is for children, and indeed it is. But it's also for grown-ups because it revives a precious
not much doing over here.
Realize in the midst
ain't
of
much
so
doing
much
no
sad and bad, there also
by
is goodness and kindness. And most of all, it brings back cherished memories of other Christmases, reminding us of what the author Kurt Vonnegut said.
I ain't got
the life is a collection of moments that the good moments enable us to survive. Christmas is many things, of course.
Come down,
all the toys and all the turkey and stuffing which you didn't really care about. And all those hugs and kisses from grandmother, which you didn't really care about either. But my most cherished memory is of my Uncle Jack, the most unforgettable character of my youth. He was a perennial ne'er-do-well, a man who had done everything from operate a newspaper to selling peanuts during the Great Depression, a man who had lost fortunes but never his goodwill. Uncle Jack was my personal Santa Claus, and when he arrived at our house on Christmas morn, he had twice as many presents as anyone else and was twice as cheerful. At one point in his life, after one of his numerous businesses had gone under, Uncle Jack opened a small candy store, but this too soon failed because he would give away as many goodies as he sold to children. My folks used to regard Uncle Jack as a reckless spendthrift, but he'll forever remain a great man with me because he had a big and generous heart. He was living proof that the Christmas spirit can be found in some people during the other 364 days.
Now that was a great thing, but it don't come over too well, does it? Now you'd seen him and known him.
Yeah, it'd been a different thing.
They got that little section you see in the Reader's Digest. Most interesting person I ever knew. Well, they don't come through as that interesting. For some reason or other, I don't know why they don't.
Know what I got by for a guy is I got an opportunity to trade for a tiller plow, a 3-point hitch tiller plow.
Yeah.
Worth the money. So I just wanted to find out what you thought about a tiller plow.
Well, we needed one all this time, but now we got to the point where anybody can use it, Cookie.
Well, they are so much easier to use than a regular turning plow.
Yes.
So much easier. There's not as much fret and sweat about hooking up and getting adjusted and all that.
Getting that adjusted, and that it never works right.
That's right. So I can get this one for about half price, and it looks like brand new.
Well,
so I'm gonna see if I can't swing a deal.
You can't lose on that thing.
I'm gonna see if I can't swing a deal tonight or in the morning one on that plow.
All right. Well, several of them been over here to farm some of this land. Well, to see what they want to do, just rent it. Well, they ain't anything in rent, you see. It's just a worry.
Just aggravation.
Just aggravation. And I'm not, beholden to any of them. And some of it, now this top of the hill up there, you see, that's ready to go. All that needs is cultivation.
Yeah.
And you could, it's a shame not to put something in up there. It is a shame, you see. You put in an early crop and a late crop, and if you got a little something to work with, keep the coffee weeds down. You don't need much; just a little work will do it. Peanuts. Peanuts seem to go well any time now.
Yeah.
And they're no trouble. Oh, it needs a little help, isn't it?
I was thinking in terms of either peanuts or squash or something that would come on and grow quick and get off of her mind.
Yeah.
How many acres are there of that top?
5 acres.
Five
full acres up there. Yes. That's a whole lot of land up there.
You've got a cultivator and everything, haven't you?
Everything except something to plant with.
What about the AC? It'll plow it. Just the plow. Well, I'm going to treat that tiller plow.
Yeah.
And that will cut out a lot of disking then.
Yeah.
Because, you see, it is a disc. It is two big discs.
Yes.
That run along on an angle. And when it flops over, why, it just falls all to pieces.
Yes. That's what you need. And the AC will pull it.
The AC will pull it, yes, sir. A man pulled it with a little 8-in. He sure did. The AC will pull it and handle it fine.
This, you know these people at the service stations. Now you see, Ricky has been over there for a long time. He kind of likes it over there. But you see, he's not there all the time. And you know what? They don't have enough imagination to go up there and get somebody. You don't have to just... Yeah, you can get good for boys to work at a place like that.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them will work solid time anymore.
They don't have to.
It's just like the bag boys. They keep a whole batch of bag boys there, you see, and just manage to keep a shift on the job. Well, he can do the same thing. And
yeah.
You see, what he does is, half the time, he ain't got anybody over there, and he can't leave, or you send something over there, and he can't take care of it. So, you don't have much help.
Well, I'm going to trade that tiller plow. They cost around, to buy one new, it cost around $450.
About as much as that,
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure is. Well, for a little less than half price.
Yeah.
And the way I'll trade out, I'll have it laid in right. Bring it down here. I've got I'm gonna move some horses out tomorrow night. I'm gonna take them to Tampa. Nothing happens. I'm
yeah.
Moving.
Gonna clean out your stock.
Yeah. I may buy 3 cows tomorrow, too. Well, a cow and a calf and a steer.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing for them to eat.
That's why I can buy them so cheap.
Yeah.
That's why I can buy them so cheap.
That old dead grass and not much of that. And no oats in this time.
I can buy them for I can buy the 3 for less than what you got out of every one of yours.
Mm-hmm.
3 of them.
Well,
they're not registered. They're good stock.
Who wants registered?
They're black and white. They're black with a white face. They're Angus, mostly.
Black guys.
But they're healthy looking. They ain't. They're small, but they're Angus don't get too big.
You can get a long ways with small cows.
Yeah, you ain't telling me.
If you got anything to feed them.
Yeah. You take a small cow produce a big calf.
Yeah.
If they got something to eat.
If they got something to eat. That's right. And they got a good pappy.
Yeah.
That's
the main thing.
That's one of the main things.
So, that's the main. I may even offer. I don't care whether it takes me up or not. If it takes me up, all right. If it don't, well.
Well, is the livestock market opening up?
No. It's on a standstill. Just about where it's been for the past month.
Yeah. Well, that's something. You never thought that happened, did you?
I predicted it, didn't I?
Yeah.
What did I say 8 months ago?
Who's that?
Somebody in a Mercedes pulling on out.
Well, why didn't they come on in? I didn't know. I come in and settle down. I thought it was some of your crowd. Did you see him?
No, I didn't see him. I just saw the car pull on by.
Well, what do you think we're doing? Having a committee meeting or something?
Yeah. But, you know, Guy, man, can gradually get right back in now with the price of cattle down, and he can buy now, and then mid-spring move them out and make money.
Yeah.
When grass comes to where people won't have to feed, they'll gamble on the price of going up in the fall.
Yeah.
They're going to do that.
They'll buy. You know that.
Yeah.
Because they got too much pasture, they got to have something on it.
They
got
to have something on it.
Yeah. That's one of the curious things. You know, this fella said, read in the paper somewhere, this breakfast bacon. It's selling well over $1 a pound, and people are eating something else for breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, $1 a pound, not out of reason. The way prices are, Cookie.
That's right.
Way everything else is.
Way everything else is. That ain't too far out. And
I don't know who's getting the dollar. I'm not the producer. It's very hard for him to get it. I was stove up all day. I had the headache and all. And I kept thinking, well, Dad, burn, it'll let up pretty soon, and I'll go on up there and visit a little bit, see? And God, it just got worse all the time. I haven't hardly been out.
Yeah.
Just my own fault. It's nothing serious. Just stove up. We ought to go out there and see what you family's doing. They are.
You can't tell what Alice and Sarah's doing. They'll all be out there playing with horses.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Come out and look at my rig I put on my truck.
They are beautiful horses. Beautiful.